Grace and peace to you on this holy night. Maundy Thursday, from the Latin mandatum, to command, the same word from which we get mandate. A new mandate, commandment I give to you, love one another. The Maundy comes from the Latin, love comes from the Greek. Agape. As I think you probably know, there are three words in Greek translated as love in English: eros, philos, and agape. Eros is romantic love. Philos is friendship or philanthropy. And agape is the kind of love that transcends our mortal abilities. But if and when it is expressed, some say God has a hand in it. Agape is love that is not easy to give, and it's not cheap. With agape, there's always a price to be paid. It's the love that, while received freely, costs the giver all that they have. It's the love that lays down one's life for another. Jesus could have used philos here when he said, love one another. Jesus could have said, above all else, respect one another. Be tolerant of each other. Hate the sin, respect, but at least put up with the sinner. I think the disciples would have liked if Jesus had used philos instead of agape. Just like you would prefer that I say that someone needs our prayers rather than someone needs our time or our talents or our possessions. But Jesus isn't messing around here. He doesn't have time. In fact, he's in such a hurry that he gets the order of things wrong. Usually, you give people instructions first and then show them how to do it. Read the instructions first before you try to put together the lawnmower. But Jesus does the demonstration first. He washes the disciples' feet. They've gathered in the place where they're going to eat the Passover, but before they do, Jesus washes their feet. Usually, people of the disciples' ilk would probably wash their own feet. That's how most regular people do it. But for some people, special people, rich people, noble and important people, slaves are assigned to the task. You see, to touch another person's feet was considered disgusting. The feet, for this culture, especially the bottoms, is the most vulgar part of a person. You don't put your feet up on the table, not just because grandma said not to, but because that is an insult. You don't cross your legs so that the bottom of your foot is exposed for everyone to see. And if you want to insult someone, you throw your shoe at them. But to touch another person's feet was unthinkable. Jesus touches them, though. Each of them, their feet. Jesus washes the dust away and soothes the cracks and the calluses. One by one, Jesus holds these vile parts of their bodies in his hands and loves them. Each one has a different deformity, each one a different stench, but each one is a life that Jesus touches and loves. And when he has taken his place at the table again, now he teaches them. Now he gives the instruction. Do you know what I have done to you? Do you know how I have changed forever our relationship? Can you perceive what this means for how you are to relate to each other? and the rest of the world. And then Jesus uses that word, agape. Love one another. Hold the dirty, smelly, disfigured lives of one another and wash them. Make them clean. We live in a sanitized world, don't we? Running water, indoor plumbing, toilets that flush, hand sanitizer on every surface around us. We have machines and pumps and drains that enable the cleansing agents to flow through our lives with little effort on our part. I saw some time back an ad for a gadget that would put a scent into the water of your shower. We indeed know how to make ourselves clean. But there are places and people in our world who do not come by the opportunity to be cleaned quite so easily. These are people who need to be loved, even in their deformity and their stench. Some of these people we are called to love live on the other side of the earth. They're the vast majority of children under 5 years old who die at a rate of almost 6 million per year. That's 13,800 children per day, and over 9 children every minute, or one every 6 seconds. And while these numbers are down dramatically over the last 30 years, causes of death in children are still largely preventable. What does it mean for us to hold these lives in our hands and love them? And some of the others whose feet we are called to wash are on the move through the world, fleeing homes and homelands that have become unsafe because of war and violence of some other sort. We've heard about the 4 million Ukrainian refugees, almost 5 million now, streaming out of that country. But almost 7 million refugees have fled Syria over the last decade or so. And the number of people displaced in sub-Saharan Africa reaches over 18 million. Perhaps we could find it in our hearts and our national treasury to support the less than 1 million people fleeing Central America toward the U.S. One way or another, what does it mean for us to hold these lives in our hands and love them? And the people who live on our streets and in our parks and sometimes make it to the warming shelter or a meal hosted by Feeding the Flathead or another place in our neighborhood where they can rest? What does it mean for us to hold their lives in our hands and love them? People in our communities who suffer with mental illness but are unable to access services because funding has been cut. Working folks who can't afford affordable housing. Families that have to choose between buying food and paying the heating bill. What does it mean for us to hold these lives in our hands and love them? We come here today ready to enter into the Easter story again. We know that the cross looms large over everything that we say and do tonight. We will once again wince when we hear of the whip and the thorns and the nails. But tonight, before all of that, as we gather with Jesus one more time, the words monde and agape ring in our ears. A new commandment I give you. Love one another. We cannot go to the cross with Jesus. We cannot weep at his dying. We cannot rejoice at the resurrection that we know will be heralded with trumpets and shouts of alleluias, unless we heed those words to love. So as we hold Jesus in our hands tonight, that morsel of bread, his body taken, blessed, broken, and given, let us remember the lives, the feet, the ones he commands us to love. Just as Jesus is remembering and loving each of us too.